101.9 FM.
My last beer. Here goes. I bet that scroll makes the beer taste terrible. Oh God. What the hell? I found it! I found the last scroll!
He found it!
Oh my God!
Run home, Peter! Run as fast as you can!
Hello, hello. Hello, we're live.
Lord.
Hello.
Hey.
This is Spit in Your Ear. This is Music Collective.
Hello.
There's a bunch of us here today. Hopefully some more on the way. Do we want to introduce ourselves?
Do I say my name or?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Who are you?
I'm Michael. Hi.
I'm Yaya.
I'm Jake.
I'm B.
I'm Ewan.
Hello.
Hello.
What is your name?
I'm Jay.
You there?
We just played a little song for you.
Oh yeah.
Peter hurting his knee. I feel like I didn't know that the hurting his knee noises went on for so long.
You didn't know?
No. I didn't realize it was like half of the clip.
Really, a quite iconic moment, wherein Peter is hurt.
Yeah.
And he is not happy.
Yeah, no, he's not happy. But we're here today on the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples at CITR 101.9 on the UBC Point Grey campus in what is known as Vancouver, colloquially. And we're here. And we have a special episode today, as we always do, but it's kind of... Let's say it's more special than the other ones.
Some kind of extra special episode.
Some kind of extra special one because, well, not in a happy way, more in a retrospective way, in that David Lynch passed away a few days ago. Yeah, a few days ago. I think it was Thursday or Friday. So we're going to kind of play some music that is associated with him, things that each of us here associate with him, things of that sort. So I think we could just get started, honestly. I was going to start with the Shoo Shoo song, Falling. It's from the Twin Peaks album, plays the music of Twin Peaks album that they did in 2016. Really good. If Inez comes, I know Inez has the vinyl, so we could try to play that later on. But for now, we're going to hear Audrey's Dance, and then we're going to hear Gibson Girl by Ethel Cain. So enjoy these two, and then we'll talk a bit about our experiences.
Yes.
After we're back. So see you on the other side.
Bye.
Bye.
Let yourself be heard.
leather and dark glasses. Pour in another while I shake my ass. It's cold-blooded, so it takes my time.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. We're back. You just heard The Pink Room by Angelo Badalamenti from the Firewalk With Me soundtrack. And you also... why did I say The Pink Room? No. No. You heard Falling by Shushu. Sorry. I'm like... We've been playing like David Lynch music all day. But you heard Falling, the Shushu version, off the album where they play the music of Twin Peaks. And then you heard Gibson Girl by Ethel Kane off Preacher's Daughter. New Ethel Kane album, too. Or EP, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Perverts, yeah.
But House of Psychotic Women would have been fun to play, but it's like 15 minutes long.
Yeah, I was gonna play the last song from it earlier, but it was 11 minutes long.
Yeah.
And I wanted to end the show with it, but it's okay.
Yeah.
But we're back, and I thought we could talk a little bit about our experiences with the Lynch, with Mr. Lynch,
mm-hmm.
and his movies, if you have any that you want to share.
I did an all-nighter once when I was 15, watched the whole Twin Peaks, and when I went to sleep, like, the night afterwards, I don't know if I had, like, sleep paralysis, but I had, like, something similar to it, where I just, like, woke up 45 minutes later, and I was just scared for my life for, like, 30 minutes.
Whoa. Yeah, which episode was it?
I have no idea. I don't remember. But it was something, I think it was just something about like Laura Palmer's murder, and I feared that they were like right outside my window or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then another time, like I went to Toronto for a week and I met this guy while I was there, and we had this fling thing. And then I think on the like the second to last day, he worked at an independent movie theater. And he, like, just took me in for a screening of Lost Highway.
Mm-hmm. How romantic.
Yeah. I just remember I was, like, fighting sleep the entire time. I was, like, so tired that day. But he really wanted me to go to the theater. Like, he called me, like, 4 or 5 times the day before. So I got a bunch of missed calls because I went to go see another movie.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's my time with David Lynch. Yeah.
Nice. Do you want to go?
No.
Okay. I got to think. I guess there's been like lots of nights going to the Rio to watch David Lynch movies. But I guess I went when I was in high school, and I was not very sober at all. And it was like right after school. And I went to see Inland Empire, and I thought it would be really cool because it was like my second time seeing it, and I thought it would be kind of fun. But it was like pretty much like the scariest experience I've ever had, actually, because it felt like the movie was, if you know about that movie, it's like, it's kind of like a movie within a movie within a movie. So it's like, it felt like you were inside of it, and it wasn't good at all. But
yeah, was there any reason that you got kind of sucked into the film? Like, were you on an empty stomach or particularly tired? Or, you know, you said it was a repeat viewing, so I'm just curious, like, why you were so enchanted in that moment.
Oh, I can explain after, but but let's just say the under the influence wasn't alcohol.
I'm on the good cushion, alcohol. You remember that song?
Yeah, I do. Thank you. But it wasn't that though. It was quite a trip.
I can definitely relate to that. Just not necessarily like, I would watch one of his films and I would just be completely destroyed, but I would just feel kind of off, like kind of disturbed in some subconscious way. Like, I feel like you and I talk all the time about how if we want to rewatch Fire Walk With Me, it's like, it's going to be our week a little bit. Like, that's the kind of movie that sort of doesn't just like, you know, it's, I feel comfortable calling it maybe a difficult watch, but on top of that, it seems to kind of disturb something, like, just, like, really gets up in your emotions and makes a craziness out of them.
Yeah, that one's really silly because it's, like, it's funny. It's like really funny sometimes, and then it's also like really like just violently upsetting.
I need the director's cut with like the extended Pete Martell hijinks.
Oh yeah,
just like the five different Pete scenes that they cut out of the film.
Yeah, they need more of him.
But I feel like I have had an interesting relationship with the Lynch cinematic universe because I grew up in Seattle, and a few times through my childhood, like ended up like having like a soccer game or like a, you know, like a little youth like sports game out in North Bend where the Double R Diner is and the Great Northern Hotel, also known as, I actually don't know what it's called, but the diner is called Tweedy's. And I just have like kind of two distinct memories of like when I was a little kid, I was there after, you know, eating hamburger after a sports game, and then my friends and I went back like maybe two summers ago, and at first it was just like you know, it was a nice diner. Like had I seen the show, I would have been able to recognize like, oh, that's where Norma would have been and Bobby Briggs and me, like but you know, it was like some just straightforward delicious diner fare. And then returning the second time, they were so like clearly like packed all the time all through the summer season just for people that were in North Bend to see, like, you know, do the Twin Peaks tour, sites. Basically. And like, not to can't sugarcoat it, like their food was absolutely disgusting. Like maybe the worst hamburger and french fries I've ever had. And like, if we're remembering David Lynch as a man who spent quite literally years of his life in a Bob's Big Boy in LA like eating french fries and drinking milkshakes, like,
should be good,
he would have thrown it on the floor. Like, I genuinely believe that. So that's, I guess that's kind of a brief aside. I don't really think that has much to say about Lynch's legacy, but I guess I'm just pissed off about how bad the burger was.
Damn.
At the end of the day. But like he created a world that could never exist in real life. The real world is like, it's not good enough for his stories.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's very true. Yeah, there's a lot more we can talk about, but I want to play something from Blue Velvet, or more specifically Blue Velvet.
Literally just the song
from
Blue Velvet.
Yeah, just the song Blue Velvet, not something from it, the song. But Blue Velvet by Bobby Vinton, and then I thought we could do Between Two Mysteries by Mount Eerie off Wind's Poem. I feel like that whole album is very topical to the Pacific Northwest. Like if you look at the album cover, the like dark trees.
Mount Eerie is so Pacific Northwest
coded. Yeah, it's very like David Lynch coded. But we're gonna play that, and then we're gonna play Dark Soul of the Night, the Danger Mouse, Sparkle Horse, and David Lynch song, which is quite a combination. I'm looking at this album now, and it's kind of wild, actually. There's like random features. There's like Iggy Pop. There's like Flaming Lips. You've got David. You've got Suzanne Vega for some reason. So yeah, we're gonna play those three. I'm gonna play a quick ad, and then we come back talk a little bit more. But enjoy. Goodbye.
Bye.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music sessions. Run for the knife when I step into the jungle. We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
Are we down with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I know that you're not too ambitious.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
She wore blue. Bluer than velvet was the night. Softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue velvet. Bluer than velvet were her eyes. Warmer than May, her tender sighs. Love was ours. Ours, love I held tightly. Feeling the rapture grow. Like a flame burning brightly. But when she left, gone was the glow of blue velvet. But in my heart they'll always be precious and warm, a memory through the years. And I still can see blue velvet through my tears. She wore blue velvet, but in my heart they'll always be precious and warm, a memory through the years. And I still can see blue velvet through my tears.
Blue
mm-hmm.
Hello, hello. We're back. We played an extra song there because I felt like it. That was She's Gone Away by Nine Inch Nails. Before that was Dark Night of the Soul by Danger Mouse, Sparkle Horse, and David Lynch. Then we had Between Two Mysteries by Mount Eerie and Blue Velvet by Bobby Vinton. Hey, Ewan. You have two mics?
David Lynch once said that you are robbing yourself of the cinematic experience.
Oh, no.
By watching it on your phone. I've watched all of It's Always Sunny, Mr. Robot, and several films, including The Clockwork Orange, on my phone. Rest in peace.
You're not going to argue with him? Rest in peace? Okay. I mean, he's dead.
But. Am I going to argue with him?
No.
What better proof of a cube is there than its construct?
Wow. Yeah, that was from The Brutalist. That was okay. That. Yep. Right. Anyways. Yeah.
Okay, that is true that he said that, like, you know, on your effing telephone. He did, and I think he's got a great point. But has he ever watched Instagram Reels?
Exactly.
No, I think he would find it quite stimulating to watch.
I think most people would find the experience of watching Instagram Reels quite stimulating.
Have you seen the video of him where he's like cooking quinoa and he's talking about
the frog moths,
story of the train going on the train in Europe or something?
I think that might be one of my favorite YouTube deep cuts is David Lynch makes, what is it? David Lynch makes broccoli and quinoa or something like
that.
Yeah,
quinoa and something.
I also enjoyed Disc of Sorrow, if you've ever. We should screen Disc of Sorrow. I know everyone listening in, come to CITR literally right now for a screening of Disc of Sorrow after the show.
Well, we are going to screen something.
Yes, and as a little amuse-bouche precursor, I will be forcing you to watch Disc of Sorrow because it is an absolute banger.
Pre-screening.
Yeah.
Pre-screening. Yeah. Well, I thought we could keep trucking along because we don't have much time left. And there's a lot more music we could play, but I wanted to play 16 Reasons by Connie Stevens because that was that song in Mulholland Drive and love that song a lot. And then also Mountain Lake by No Deposit. I know that was Ewan's pick. Well, there's two Ewans here. So
wheel it up. Yeah, there's two Ewans in the building. It's about to come to blows.
I'm scared.
There can only be one.
No one told me there was going to be another one.
The tension in the studio is electric.
What will natural selection do?
Survival of the fittest.
Oh, okay. That eases the tension. All is well.
Oh, it's okay.
We've brokered a tenuous peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's spelled differently. It's okay.
Say the differences by saying, oh, I was talking to EW
the other day. Ewan or Ewan.
I've heard Ewan so much in my life. Or Juan. Have you ever gotten that? I've never gotten Juan, no.
Maybe
it's unique to me.
The Juan?
We're gonna try to play those two songs.
Wheel up the track, Jay. Wheel it up.
Let's go.
Yeah, we're gonna run it back. And then if I have a bit of time, I'll try to play a bit of Into the Night by Julie Cruz. Because rest in peace to all three of them, David, Angelo, and Julie. So let's get into these three. I'm going to play a quick ad, though. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Knock, knock. Guess who? MRG Live coming right back at you, this time with a whole new list of upcoming live shows by your favorite artists. Hear this: Marika Hackman, Faye Webster, Empress of, Peter Cat Recording Co., and The Rare Occasions are a few of the artists MRG Live is bringing to you. Follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram to stay tuned with all the artists performing near you.
Young Agrarians is the largest educational resource network for new and young ecological farmers in Canada, with a long-term goal to stop farm loss and ensure future generations can farm. YA offers farmer-to-farmer programming to grow the next generation of food growers by creating access to community, education, on-farm training, land, business mentorship, and other resources. Join our network by checking out youngagrarians.org. That's youngagrarians.org. Together, let's grow the next generation of viable and ecological farmers on Turtle Island.
16 reasons
why
So what's is the last thing here? What's your favorite David Lynch movie? Let's go around.
All right. I thought it was a controversial take at first, but then the other Ewan also agreed with me that Wild at Heart is a total banger. It's the one with Nicolas Cage where they go on a wacky road trip where Laura Dern's mother keeps trying to kill him. There's a character named Bobby Peru in that movie, and I think that it says a lot about it. yeah, big fan of that one. I don't know if I'd say it's his best, but I think it's the one that is the most fun to watch and rewatch for me and my little group of friends that I do movie nights with. So, big fan of Wild at Heart.
Okay, quick.
Firewalk with me.
Okay. My bad. No, it's fine. Don't worry.
Blue Velvet.
Wild at Fart.
Twin Peaks TV show.
Dune.
Mulholland Drive.
Never seen any.
Inland Empire. Well, I hope you've enjoyed our show today, our little retrospective on David Lynch.
Say your favorite David Lynch.
Wait, yeah, say your favorite. Quick.
Wild at Heart.
Oh my god, okay. People really like that.
Wait, were you listening outside?
I was trying to.
Okay. Well, Inez has arrived. But we are about to end. I believe Gak should be here for Exploding Head Movies.
This freaking cherry pie exploded everywhere.
What?
Yeah.
Gak's in Japan.
It exploded all over. Oh, yeah, he's in Japan. You're right. The sweet cream, too.
Oh, no.
It's going crazy. The TNT sweet cream.
Oh, it's okay. We'll figure it out.
But it's outside. We can...
Okay. I want one.
You can still consume it.
I want it.
Okay. Remember to every single day of your life give yourself a present.
Yes. Thank you.
Once a day, every day.
Thank you, V. Yeah, hope you've enjoyed. See you in 2 weeks from now. Goodbye.